Okay.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's see what Pastor says. We receive revelation knowledge that is found in the written word. We behold Jesus as he sees us in himself. He is glorified. We are edified. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Matthew 28 with me. Matthew 28.
Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Hallelujah. In the past few days, or in the past few weeks, we've been looking at this. We said this will be Jesus' instructions to them within the 40 days of the resurrection. Hallelujah. We said within our 40 days he taught them. Right? We said he taught them. Luke 24 from verse 25. He's called Cleopas and the other brother. He said, "Oh fools," on their way to Emmaus. He said, "Oh fools and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken." He said, "Ought not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?" He said, "Beginning at Moses and all the prophets," he said, "he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." So that means within the 40 days span, he taught them. I hear me? He taught them. And from Acts 1 verse 3, we saw that what he taught them was concerning the kingdom. Hallelujah. And we saw that concerning the kingdom will be concerning the resurrection. Right? Okay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. So we said within our 40 days of teaching, he gave them instructions within the 40 days. And from what we've been seeing, we said Matthew will document the discipleship aspect of that instruction. Was that what we saw? Was that what we've been seeing? Yes. Say Matthew will document the discipleship aspect. Say, "Go make disciples." Glory to God. He said, "Go make disciples." He says, "How will you make disciples?" He said, "Teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you." Hallelujah. So we say Matthew will focus on that aspect of the instruction, which is what to make disciples. Amen. 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 Mark 16:15. Mark chapter 16 from verse 15. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." He said, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned." He says, so, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." So, we said, Mark will look at what the... He will concentrate on the instructions, or Mark will show us what will lead into discipleship. Hallelujah, which is to lead to the unsaved. So he picks out that part of the instructions that will lead to discipleship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which is what my reaching out to the unsaved. Hallelujah. So that means the call, and we said the call to salvation is the call to discipleship. That's what you said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me give to narrow home some few details. Let me bring some few details home.
It then means if the call to salvation is a call to discipleship, it then means that soul winning is God's serious business. That's what it means. It's God's serious business. John 1:14, John 1:1. Say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God is the Word. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory. Say, the glory of His only begotten Son. He said, full of grace and truth. Are you following me? The Word became flesh. God became a man to save men. Did you see that? God became a man to save man. Hallelujah. A dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, will say, soul winning is God's number one business in the earth. And I believe that. Hallelujah. It's God's number one business in the earth. Soul winning is God's number one business in the earth. So, to be born again, to be a believer, is to come into God's business. Is to be born into God's own business. Is to be involved, to be a partaker of God's number one business in the earth. It's not a call to entertainment. Being born again is not a call to entertainment. Hallelujah. It's a call to entertainment. I know that there are some people who like entertainment. But being born again is not the call to entertainment. No, it's not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Being born again is not a call to enjoy sweet nights. No. It's not a call to that. Hallelujah. It's a call to be involved in God's business. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. It's not the call to fame. Being born again is not a call to fame. It's not a call to fame. No, it's not. It's not a call to fulfill your desires. It's not a call to fulfill your desires. No. There are some people who have their lifelong achievements. So they want to use the church or wants to use being a child of God to fulfill their desires. No. It's not a call to fulfill your desires. It's a call to fulfill His desires. Hallelujah. So the moment I'm born again, the moment I'm a believer, I am born into God's number one business in the earth. Hallelujah. What is God's number one business in the earth? To win souls. He started talking about that from Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He opens the scriptures. The scripture opens with God's number one business. Let's make. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Heaven and earth. Let us make man in our own image. It's not good for man to be alone. Let I will make him and help meet. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's God's number one business. Amen. Hallelujah. So I must not mix it with pleasures. I must not mix it with my pleasures. I I must not mix it with trying to please men. No. No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I must not see that an opportunity to please myself. No. Look at what Paul said to Timothy. Quickly. Open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. 2 Timothy 2. We'll start from verse 2. And the things which you've heard from me, among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also. Verses 3. You therefore must endure hardship. You must endure what? Hardship. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You must endure what? Hardship. As a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has enlisted him as a soldier. Hallelujah. He said, and he also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Hallelujah. The hardworking farmer must be forced to partake of the crop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, no one who is engaged in a warfare, no one who is engaged in a warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has enlisted him to be a soldier. Hallelujah. I took my time to look at that word entangle. Entangle is the word empliko in the Greek. Empliko. E-M-P-L-E-K-O. It implies to get oneself distracted or carried about with pleasures. You'll find it in 2 Peter 2:20. To get oneself distracted or carried about with pleasures. To get oneself distracted or carried about with pleasures. 2 Peter 2:20. So what Paul makes Timothy see there, and makes us see also, is the fact that a believer can get distracted. A believer can easily get distracted. A believer can be distracted. A believer can get carried away with pleasures. Can get carried away with entertainment. A believer can get carried away by the affairs of this life. A believer can get carried away. A believer can be distracted. So, being born again, Holy Ghost, tongue talking, does not make you immune from distractions. It doesn't make you immune from being dragged away. Hallelujah. Does it make you immune? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just like Paul told Timothy, I am to please the Lord. He said that he may please him who has enlisted him to be a soldier. Like Paul told Timothy, I am to please the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you go back to Matthew 28, we can say the call to discipleship is the call to please the Lord. The call to discipleship is therefore the call to please the Lord. It is a call to be different from the world. You see, when a man gets born again, the things that interest him has got to change. It's a sign of growing in the things of the Lord. The things that get to interest you has got to change. Your taste for life, your taste in for the things of this world has got to change. It's a fact of the fact, or is the fact that you are growing in the Lord. It's a fact of our spiritual growth. Your taste has got to change. If your taste has not changed, then you are not growing spiritually. Your friends have got to change. Since you got saved, close to 10 years now, close to 9 years, close to 5 years, your friends have not changed. The things you used to like then, you are still liking. Then it shows that you're not growing spiritually. Because a proof of your spiritual growth is the fact that things has got to change. Has got to change. Your taste has got to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before you got saved, your dream is to travel to Istanbul. Just to go on vacation, just go to Paris, and you are born again 8 years, you still have that dream. Is it proof that you are not growing spiritually? I'm serious. Is there anything wrong with having such dreams? There's nothing wrong. But priority has got to take place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, to be a disciple, or the call to being a disciple is a call to being different from the world, to seek after what pleases the Lord alone. 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 Not what pleases me, but what pleases the Lord. If that has not changed in your vocabulary, then watch it. You're not growing spiritually. It's got to change in your vocabulary. I must seek only after what pleases the Lord. It doesn't mean you're not saved. It only means you are not growing. It's not about me, and me. No. It should be all about him, and him. Are you getting me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? It's all about him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The word disciple is the word matitis. Matitis in the Greek. There's something I want to show you from this. From the Greek etymology, that word, when it's used, there is always a word around it called didaskalos, which is a teacher. So whenever you hear a matitis, there must be a didaskalos. There must be a teacher. Are you hearing me? There must be a teacher around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is a teacher whom the disciples follows after. That is discipleship is followership. Discipleship is followership. It's a call to follow. Are you hearing me? A call not just to follow. It's a call not to follow the world, but the call to follow Christ in his men. To follow Christ in his men. It's a call to follow. Hallelujah. To follow Christ in his men. For Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all who saw about Christ, 99% of the time was concerning his ministry. right? We only saw the ministry of Christ. That's the only thing we saw. Going about doing the Father's business at age 12. At age 12, he was found in the temple asking questions. He was not seen watching WWE. He was not seen watching Telemundo. He was not seen playing. You understand? He was found in the temple asking questions of the teachers of the law and answering their questions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible shows us from Luke that the young child grew in wisdom. He grew in wisdom. Are you following me? When he was out, he said, I go about doing my father's business. At that young age.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. A disciple is one whom the Father's business clouds his mind. I go about my Father's business. Hallelujah. So we say discipleship is followership. We follow Christ in his man. So when we follow Christ, when we say followership, all we are exposed to about Christ is Christ in the ministry. Hallelujah. Are you following that? Is Christ in the ministry?
So followership is specific.
Ministry. Hallelujah. In Acts 2:42, the Bible says they followed the apostles' teaching. The new covenant. Then they followed the apostles' teaching. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul says, be ye imitators of me as dear children. I mean, no, say, follow me, rather, even as I follow Christ. In Ephesians 5, he said, be ye imitators of Christ as dear children. Ephesians 5, 1. Hallelujah. So, discipleship is followership. So, in discipleship, we follow Christ. Hallelujah. We follow Christ. Let's see what Jesus thought about discipleship. Matthew chapter 10. Carry your Bible soon. Matthew 10. At this point, he was sending his disciples out in Matthew 10. Matthew 10. He's sending them out to go preach. And begins to tell them, give them instruction about what following him really entails. Hallelujah. Verse 34. Do not think I have come to bring peace on the earth.
Look at that question.
So do not think I come to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. I've come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies shall be those of his own household. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very important. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, as we say. But he said, I have not come to set peace on the earth.
Hallelujah. I've not come to set peace on the earth. Hallelujah. Don't read it too far. Read it in context. Hallelujah. It can only be understood in context. It's talking about your preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Read it in context. Glory to God. He refers to the preaching of the gospel. He said, I've come to set father against man, daughter against mother, father-in-law against son-in-law. Hallelujah. And it is concerning the preaching of the gospel. It's not about material things. Oh, say, I don't know. My mother-in-law, she used to just shout at me. Just shout at me. You know, no. It's concerning the preaching of the gospel. Amen. 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 Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes you go out to preach the gospel and they chase you. Sometimes you go out to preach the gospel and they pour you water and they slap you. Jesus said you should be prepared for that. He's telling them there will be persecutions in preaching the gospel. Did they see the persecution? They didn't see it while he was there with them, but when he left, they flocked them. Didn't they? They did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes those persecutions might even come from home. No, you did not wash plate. And that's why I didn't wash plate. That's why they are persecuting me. No. You don't wash clothes. No. You do not pay house rent. They are not disturbing you. Say it's persecution. No. Go to work. You did not go to work. You went late and they shouted, gave you query. You say it's persecution. No. We're talking about the preaching of the gospel. I know of a dear brother who went out, who came for meeting and went for evangelism and continued with us. The father had to tie him with chain and flog hell out of him. That's his persecution. The guy, they will lock the door. They should not go for meeting. The father will be in the sitting room. He was staying at Tina downstairs. He will fly from the kitchen. You know the kitchen window. He will open the slide window, jump out and come for meeting. Just to hear the word. Just to do the things of the Father. Hallelujah. And when he gets home, they will flog him. That is persecution. Yes. Are you hearing it? I know someone who was disowned from his house. Was disowned. What disowned? Excommunicated from his father's house. For preaching the gospel. He was sleeping in uncompleted buildings for a while. Persecution, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Not go and wash plate, you are playing PS2 or PS3. You are pressing Android phone, you say they are persecuting me. I will suffer persecution. I did not persecute anything, no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 It's concerning the preaching of the gospel. Jesus makes them see. That for the gospel's sake, men will persecute you for the gospel's sake. We saw that in Acts of Apostles chapter 5. The Bible says they flog them. They warned them, I wouldn't tell you in chapter 4 that I should not preach again in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they flog them.
They flogged them, they whipped them. When they don't flogging them, obviously they rejoiced. They were happy that they were worthy to be counted. Do you understand? They were whipped. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He narrows it down in verse 37. Look at verse 37. 37 is the explanation of 34 to 36. He said, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What he's saying is, you place the gospel ahead of everything and everyone. In Luke 14, verse 26. Look at Luke 14. Put your hands in Matthew 10. Look at Luke 14, verse 26. It says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. He uses the word hate, father or mother. He uses the word hate here. Hallelujah. That word hate is the word that implies to love less. It does not mean to have hatred. It means to love them less. Hallelujah. To love them less. Meaning, I must not love anything or anyone above the gospel. I must not love my career more than the gospel. I don't hear people say, I'm a career woman. I'm a career man. No. No. I'm a Jesus man. Hallelujah. I'm a Jesus man. I'm not a career man. I'm a Jesus man. I must not pursue career more than I pursue the gospel. Say, he who loves father or mother. I mean, he said you must hate father or mother. I must love them less. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I must not love anything above the gospel. This implies, as a disciple of Christ, in following him, I must not love any more than him. I must not love anything more than him. Look at that, Matthew 10, verse 38. I must not love anything more than him. I must not love men more than him. I must not seek the applause of men. Some people are seeking the applause of men. I must not seek the applause of men. I must not seek the applause of men. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you seek the applause of men, You lose your reward. If you seek the applause of men, you lose your reward. Let me put it this way again. If you seek the applause of men for your service to the Lord, you lose your reward. Lose your reward. Don't you know you shall be rewarded for your service to the Lord? Everything you do for the Lord shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. So I don't seek the applause of men. I don't. Hallelujah. Lose your reward. Amen. 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 Imagine, let me just give an example. Imagine you're part of the disciples that were flogged. Or you went out and you were flogged for the gospel. And you saw your pastor. You said, "Sister, how are you?" You said, "Oh, I'm fine. Man of God, I got flogged today." No. You said, "Man of God, do you know what happened today? Man of God, do you know? Do you know I was beaten for the gospel's sake today?" Hallelujah. So that they say, what a good soul we are. My God, I want 30 souls to be. Best soul winner. And then they'll give you a wrapped gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you seek the flood of men, you lose your reward. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Look at verse 38. That's where Acts us to go. Say, "He who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." He repeats that in Luke 14. Quickly, verse 28. Luke 14. Verse 27 rather. He says, "And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple." Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. See, he who does not pick his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. His life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who does not take up his cross and follow after me. That taking up your cross will be the cost of followership. That taking up your cross will be the cost of followership. I must take up my cross. Look at Luke 9:23. How often should I take up my cross? Luke 9:23. It says, "And then he said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross." How often? Daily. Take up his cross. How often? Daily. And follow me. Take up his cross. How often? Take up his cross daily. And so taking up the cross will mean denying yourself daily. It will be the cost of followership. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I must deny myself. Deny myself of pleasures. Deny myself of comforts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spiritual growth can never be found in convenience. I must deny myself convenience. I must deny myself comfort. Today, everybody here left the comfort of their bed last night and we were praying. We wanted to sleep. We left the comfort of water bed. We have a water bed. Left the comfort of water bed, spring bed, and every kind of bed. And you found yourself on the floor. It's comforting yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Spiritual growth can never be found in convenience. It's found in inconvenience. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Can be found in convenience. Amen. 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 So you deny yourself of pleasures, of comfort, of fathers and mothers, and follow him. and follow him. Hallelujah. So that is the taking up of your cross. That is the opportunity cost. That's how an economist will call it. It's my opportunity cost. The cross is my opportunity cost. It is my foregone alternative. It's my foregone alternative for following Christ. For following Christ. Hallelujah. I have dreams, but there are some dreams I cannot chase anymore. Are you hearing me? I have some dreams I can't chase anymore. Is it wrong to chase them? No! But if I chase after them, you will lose your pastor. I'm telling you. They are genuine dreams. Genuine! I want to do it. But you will not see me for the next Saturday and Sunday for close to 1 year. Lose your pastor. Amen. There are places I want to go to. Go and spend vacation. I can't spend vacation. Vacation is nice, it's sweet, it's good. But I can't. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. There are some courses I can't do anymore. I've let them go. Are you hearing me? There are other people who have done it, who are doing it, and who are happy doing it. If I want to do it, I would have loved to do it if I had the opportunity. But I can't. For the sake of the gospel. I have to go. Are you hearing me? It's not every dream you have in your head that you have to fulfill. You are a disciple first. You must see yourself that way. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
That is my consecration. That is my cross. I've got to carry it. Amen.
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 Amen. That was last year. I met one of my very good friends in school. A very good friend in school. Was that last year or this year? During the COVID period, I and my wife went there with my baby. We just went to visit him. And he told me something. He said, "Smart, I cannot steal places." That's what he was saying. I cannot steal places. How that you are this in school? And up until now, you've refused to do this. He now told me about somebody that came out of class that I've gotten that stuff. And I laughed. I said, "I can't chase after it anymore." Well, I smart enough. You know, he was a bit sober. I said, "Yeah, I can't chase after it anymore. I love to, but I can't." Hallelujah. Because of the path I've chosen to go. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. From the path I've chosen to go. I can't chase after it anymore. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Amen. There are things you have to let go. But if you can achieve those things, listen, achieving them is not a sin, neither is it wrong. But once the gospel becomes the opportunity cost for achieving those things, it's not worthy of you. It's not worthy of achieving. Are you hearing me? The gospel must not be the cost to achieving your career. The gospel must not be the cost to be married. The gospel must not be the cost to my pleasures. Rather, let those things be the cost. And I must let go for the gospel. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. You must learn to rearrange your priorities. That's what Jesus is telling them. Hallelujah. Peter will say, Master, we've left all to follow you. We've left all to follow you. That is what discipleship entails. Leaving all to follow him. That's what discipleship entails. Hallelujah. There are some jobs I cannot pick up. Whether with watching. See, let me tell you something. One way you know. No matter how, you see, I can go for a less paying job than for a mouth-watering job if it is at the cost of preaching the gospel. It's at the cost. Do you understand me? Some people have picked up job offers. They picked up job offers with good pays. Good pay. But you know what? They didn't read that offer well. Because at the back of that offer, somehow, somewhere, when giving you that money, it has been stated there, you will lose your service to the Lord. You know, they won't write it expressly. But when you begin to work, I remember a place I worked, I had to resign because they introduced Saturday Bank. Saturday Bank, when I'm supposed to be having School of the Word. I began to miss School of the Word then. I like it. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Amen. Amen. So, the call to discipleship is a call to a sacrificial life. You lose career, you lose your reputation for Christ. For the sake of the gospel. Who cares about marriage? If marriage will come at the cost of the gospel, therefore, I'd rather not get married. Are you hearing me? That, you see, you need to get this straight. Hallelujah. How many people have gotten married and never served the Lord again? They never placed their priorities right. They never did. Hallelujah. They never did. Glory to God. You know, meetings like these are meetings where we tell ourselves the hard truth. Glory to God. I didn't call the title of this message Counting the Cost. You need to count your cost. Hallelujah. So in following Christ, you must learn to count your cost. There are places I love to go to, but I can't go. There are places I love to go to for weekends. I can't go. Is it that those places are bad places? No, they are bad places. But those are the costs I have to forego. Think I don't like to go to cinema and sit down and cinematize my life? I do. I eat popcorn. But I can't. It can't even happen. Hallelujah. Those are foregone utterances. Amen. Foregone utterances. They're gone. I can't even think about it. I can't even remember the last time it crossed my mind. Cinema. See what? It hasn't even crossed my mind. How does it want to cross? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There are careers I want to achieve. I still remember when I was small, much more younger, this small, much, much younger than this. Well, we've not started. When ministry has not taken a right turn. That was around when I was still in the SS3 and there. But I just said to them, I'm going to be the next CBN governor. Everybody said that to myself. Is it a very stupid dream? No. In fact, I was on course to achieving it. Because of that dream of becoming the next CBN governor, before I even graduated, I said, I can. I was just saying, okay, after I can get CIBN, do this, do that. Because when I'm clocking 30, 35, I've gotten my PhD, this, that, I'll just be out. Today, I've not even gotten PhD. Are those wrong dreams? No, they are not wrong dreams. But I can't achieve it anymore. I can't. The moment I begin to chase after them, you will not have a passport. So listen to me. I can't. Amen. Sometimes it will be very painful. But you know, I can't. Amen. Listen, counting the cost will also tell you. You see, there are some places you can't live in. Are you hearing me? I was done serving in Abuja. I would have started life in Abuja. It's a good place. Good place. Close to Aso. You'll be looking at Zuma. Zuma will be looking at you. You'll be looking at Aso. Aso will be looking at you. But you know, the moment I was done with my NYSC, the next place I found myself was Lagos Ministry. Since I became your pastor, how did I be help out my way for Baki? Baki what? Hallelujah. Count my cost. I heard of a man of God who said, on the day the father was to be buried, he had a teaching meeting. He left. Listen, these are things that, you know, when he's young man, he left the burial ceremony. They've not laid the father to rest. He left to go preach. He said, he cannot even, you know, some people, African mentality, cannot even give the father last respect. Last one. Count the cost. Hallelujah. Some December ago, that should be 2015 or thereabouts, I'm supposed to be in the village giving last respect to my grandma. Like, grandma, stay. I have GPS to do in Lagos. We should go. Is it that I didn't want to be there? I'd love to be there to drink palm wine. Wine the dying and dying the wine. But no. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just have to let them go for the sake of the gospel. Hallelujah. Is it wrong to achieve those things again? I'm saying it is not wrong to achieve it. But those things must not take the first place. Hallelujah. Those things must not take the first place. I'm a disciple of Christ first. that should rule and control my life. That should control who I even have as friends. There are some friends I can't hang out with again. Again. See, it's not like that they are bad people. It's not like they are smoking weed. No. Not that they are not bad people. They are good people, but I can't hang out with them anymore. Because if I hang out with them, I will lose my fire. So I cannot keep you as a friend and lose my fire. It shows what you value. Are you hearing me? It shows what you value. You are done burning fire, catching the fire and going back home. And you get back home, you go back to those friends that will drain the fire. No! 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 I cherish this fire. 15 hours praying. 12 hours praying. I will not go back. And I'll quench it anyhow. No way. Hallelujah. No way. I slept on back home. Slept on the floor. You discomfort yourself. Discomforted yourself. And you now go and around the fire go like that. No way. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Amen. 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 So it's not that they are bad people, but I can't hang out with you anymore. I can't hang out with you anymore. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. It talks about friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends. We begin to round up now. Some people, they just want to please their friends. It's my friends. It's my friendship. We are childhood friendship. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke chapter 14, quickly. Luke 14, 28. We begin to round up now. Luke 14, 28. It says, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Jesus is telling his disciples, which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down and count the cost, whether what he has is enough to finish it? What is your cost for following Christ? What is your cost for following Christ?
Or to build a house, you sit down first to count the cost.
What is your cost for following Christ? It is a question I have. I'm asking you today. Your cost is your consecration. Your cost is your consecration. And how often should you pick up your cross? Daily. So therefore, my consecration will never be in the past. Consecration is never in the past. I is a man who has backslidden. Hallelujah. Your cost is your consecration. And your consecration is never in the past. Your consecration is never in the past. Hallelujah. Jesus says you take up your cross daily. Hallelujah. You cannot say, I used to have a consecration of not. No. Your cost is your consecration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your cost is your consecration. And you know, no two people, we cannot share consecration. We have one faith. We have one Savior. Hallelujah. We are in the same ministry. We are pastors. We are brethren. We listen to the same thing. We hear from the same source. Hallelujah. But you know, we are Adelphos. We are from the same source. But you know, we can never share consecration. No. We can never share consecration. We can never share consecration. Hallelujah. You can never share consecration. Hallelujah. We can never share the same consecration. My consecration is my consecration. So I cannot judge you for your consecration. My consecration is my consecration. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? My consecration is my consecration. There are things I must never be found doing. There are exams I have to let go. And I wouldn't criticize others for achieving it. It is my cost. It is my cost. Are you hearing me? It's my cost. I have to let it go. But I will not criticize you for doing it. Because it's my own cost. It's my own consecration. We cannot have two pastors in the same ministry, in the same place. We sleep in the same house. But we never have the same consecration. Never. Never. Are you hearing me? I've seen people who their consecration is never that they will not be married, serving the Lord. It's their consecration. And I can't judge them. I'm married. I can't judge them. It's their consecration to the Lord. Paul is one of such. Paul is one of such. Hallelujah. Amen. For the sake of the gospel. Hallelujah. For the sake of the world. There are some people, there are some schools they can never get. It's not that they are not good schools. It's a consecration. That they will only go to NASPO Tech. And they will only go to Lagos City Polytechnic. It's not that they cannot go to a University of Nigeria. It's not that they cannot go to a McDonald University. It's not that they cannot go to a Novena University. But it's their cost. It's their cost. And you can criticize them. You can criticize them. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. What you can be stopped from doing is when you have placed the wrong things above the gospel, then your pastor can correct you. Amen. Amen. We can share the same consecration. But no matter what, my consecration is, no matter what, I must be found free. No matter what, I must be found. There are some people, they have times of prayer. Their consecration, I must pray at this time. Even if they are with anybody, once it's that time, they just switch. I must be found stopping. I must keep at it always. What is your cross? What is your consecration to the Lord? What is your consecration to the Lord? What is your consecration to the Lord? You are here praying for hours. It doesn't end here. No. Lord is saying to you today, you should have a consecration. Things you must never be found with. a good follower of Christ. Things you will never be found doing again. Things that you will now start doing henceforth. Hallelujah. Look at the consecration. And you keep at it. And you keep at it. No matter what anybody says, you keep at it. You keep at it. Let's bow down our heads. What is your consecration to the Lord? Thank you.